This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's a real pleasure to welcome my first guest of the afternoon into the studio. It's Joe Gronhart. Joe, good afternoon.
Hello.
Am I getting your name right? It's one of those ones I pronounced it quickly in case I got it wrong. We've had your husband in a few weeks ago talking about it. And you two are kind of like a husband and wife team, is that in a way?
Yes. We work together at our practice over in Linton.
And you're a massage or masseur?
A massage therapist, yes.
Okay, but you were saying to me, you work with pregnant women. Tell us exactly what it is that you do and why you do it.
So I've been massaging for around 10 years now. I work with pregnant women. I can also teach baby massage, and I can show pregnant women how to massage their babies, and also partners how to massage their pregnant women and their pregnant partner as well.
Now, that's interesting, because going back to... I've got a few years on you, I think. Back in my day, that was unheard of. When did all this start?
To be honest, I would say in the last 15, maybe slightly more, it's becoming more common that people, more of the norm, if you like, that people will go and see a massage therapist, especially during pregnancy. But I think we've still perhaps got a little way to go there.
Well, because speaking as a man, so please, ladies listening, forgive me, all right? I'm from the wrong gender. We know nothing about this. And I just look in wonder at pregnant women and think, I don't know how you go through what you go through. And thank goodness you do, because if it was left to men, the human race would have died out in its first generation. But you do look at certainly, you know, I've been involved in having children, and you think, you don't want to, you know, it's such a pregnant woman, you don't want to do anything wrong. And you sort of think, well, yeah, massaging, is that a good idea? So presumably you do have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, this isn't just absolutely.
When people all rub my back or something, that's not necessarily a good idea, perhaps.
If it's just your partner rubbing your back, then that's absolutely fine. Obviously, if you're going to go for a massage, then I would say as a pregnant woman, you need to look for somebody who is trained in pregnancy massage, because that way you know that they're going to have that experience and that confidence. And also in pregnancy, different things can crop up as well. So they will have that experience and that confidence in dealing with that and advising you with that as well.
And I mean, it does always seem, it's your backache and things like that. It goes with the turf, doesn't it? You're carrying this enormous, in some cases, not just obviously not just the baby, but all the fluid and all the stuff that goes with it, all to the front. I mean, any health and safety person would say, well, that's not how you carry one, but that's what you're faced with. So it must play havoc with your back and things.
Absolutely. And we all go through, you know, as women being pregnant, you do go through those changes, and I think it's important to know that there are choices out there to help you go through that process. So at some point you might get aches and pains, but there are different things that you can look into to helping you with those, and massage is definitely one of them.
Okay, when it comes to massaging young children, babies, what age and why, what's the benefit of doing that?
So you can start from birth, and baby massage is a great way of parents bonding with their babies and getting to know them, getting to know their cues, as well as helping the babies develop and understand their environment.
Okay, all right. And you've written a set of books that kind of, you talk about healthy habits. And is this about getting posture and exercise and muscular control right for babies and young children? What's the theory behind these books you've written?
So as a family practice, we've always seen a lot of children coming in right from birth. And we wanted to find a way of communicating healthy habits to them. And the first one that we were looking at was stretching. And how to build stretching into your daily health routine. And I developed a fun way of introducing it to children through different under the sea characters. And in doing so, I thought I'd like a bigger platform, a bigger way of getting this out here. And that's why I thought, well, I might develop it into a book, actually. So I started writing books for it. So the first book I did was Oscar Ocean and the Big Stretch.
Right.
And that was a great way of introducing stretching to children and getting them to build up healthy habits.
It's something that seems... I mean, again, it's been a while since I've been around any sort of preschool or anything like that. My own children are way grown up now. But back in my day, we used to have things like music, movement and mime, it was called. And there were... back in the sort of early 60s, stretching exercises and things like that were done at school. But I don't remember seeing that with my own kids. I don't remember them doing that at school. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. But you have PE type things.
Yes.
But just general... I mean, you know, you did PE maybe a couple of times a week. This is something you should do. This is a regular... A habit is something you do regularly, isn't it?
Yes.
So I guess this is something trying to build it into a regime for the...
Yeah. And I think it is starting to come back into school slowly. Our boys' school, definitely they're looking at things like mindfulness as well as stretching and different relaxation techniques as well. So they are starting to bring in things that are going to help them to be healthy, which is a great way. It's brilliant.
Okay, and at what point do you see a change? When things like exercise, how can you tell if it's working? Now, that's a trick question, but how do you know that you're doing the right thing? Do you know what I mean? It's hard to know that they're doing it properly. Is there a risk of them injuring themselves?
So if you watch toddlers, if you watch them playing and picking stuff up, you see them actually using the correct... safe handling techniques, I suppose we'd call
really?
Them adults. Yes. So they, you know, they get up close to an object, they bend down, you know, they bend their knees, they keep the back straight, they lift the object, you know, they size it up before they actually go and manoeuvre it.
Right.
And it's great to see. I actually saw that when taking a first aid course. Somebody showed me a video. And I thought, well, that's brilliant, because they do that without actually thinking about it. It's automatic. So at some point, I'm not sure where, but at some point we lose that. And if we can just keep those habits going with children from an early age, then it does remind them of the importance. It instills that importance in them from an early age.
Well, I mean, I must admit, as I say, I've been saying this all the way through this interview, you know, it wasn't something that was around when my children are young. And my son is now 22. He's taller than me. He's about 6'3", 6'4". And the one thing that strikes me is he's spent a lot of his life, he's not been a particularly sporty kid, so he spent a lot of his life hunched over computers and things. The way he sits in a chair beggars belief. You know, the rest of us would sit in a chair. He sort of seems to be poured into it. And he stands up sometimes and his entire frame cracks.
Yeah.
And you think, I've said to him a few times, that can't be good. Is there something if you've had bad habits as a kid, at what point can you step in and start and fix it? Or is it just he's going to crack like that for the rest of his life?
I would say make small changes, one change at a time, okay? So nothing's going to change overnight and it's suddenly he's going to go from this person that will sit and do games or whatever to suddenly not doing any. But if he can maybe set an alarm so he gets up every 20 minutes or so while he's playing, that would be a good start. Also looking at things like, is he drinking enough water while he's doing it?
That's the truth as well, isn't it?
Quite often we're not.
Yes.
So that's a good thing to look at there. And just gradually build it up and then eventually spend less time gaming.
Well, that'd be nice. I'd love to see him do that. He is trying to start and do running. That's his New Year resolution. So these books then, you were saying that there's seven habits. Is that right? Seven things you're doing. So whereabouts are we with these books and how can people get hold of them?
So four of them have been written and already available.
Right.
Okay. The fifth one is actually, I'm just waiting on delivery and it will soon be on Amazon.
Okay.
So that the other four are already on Amazon. And then there's two others that are currently in the process.
Further instalments still to come. All right. And is that that's kind of it then? That'd be like a box set. That's everything. If you're a parent, you're thinking, that's a box set at that point. You've got everything you need.
Yep. So those seven will be for children. So they're written for children, like a bedtime story, if you like.
Okay.
But there is actually a parent's one that I'm writing as well.
Oh, super. All right. So these are the Oscar Ocean books. So if you go onto Amazon and just search for Oscar Ocean, you'll find those, yeah?
Absolutely, yep.
All right. Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you. I've learned an awful lot this afternoon. Sharon's been on. Very good afternoon to you, Sharon. She says, Neil, you're never going to be right in the eyes of a woman if she's expecting or not. Have you learned nothing over the years? She says, baby massage is wonderful. Very worthwhile. There we are. Thank you, Sharon. There we are. I'm probably just that little bit too old. It wasn't around in my day, and I know how good a massage is as an adult, so I can imagine that. It's just amazing. Does it cure? Quite often you get children with sort of almost needing physiotherapy. So quite often with feet, they tend to sort of curve in, don't they? Especially if you've got a long baby, as I understand it. If it's sort of been squished up a bit in the womb, the feet can be bent in and things. Does that sort of massage help with things like that, or is that really something you should do with a physio?
It can do. To be honest, if I had somebody like that, then what I personally would do, and this is because I have one in my practice, is right. I'd actually refer them to my husband, Ed, who's the chiropractor.
Right.
So that they can get a check and just looked at there.
Okay, so all these things are good, but if in doubt, don't overdo
Absolutely.
Anything. Come along and see an expert like you or something like that. And you're based out at Linton, is that right?
In Linton, yeah.
Lovely. Jo, it's been lovely to meet you. Thank you indeed for coming in this afternoon. I've learnt a heck of a lot. And those books, the Oscar Ocean books, they're available on Amazon. Four episodes out, fifth one to come, and two more after that.
Yep.
Lovely. Jo, thanks very much indeed.